when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Something new, someone playing the music in you. Now you're living, you know why. Now there's nothing you won't try. Move a mountain, light the sky, make a wish come true. There is music in you. Robins are chirping, church bells are chiming, poets are rhyming, music in you. Pine trees are whispering, children are shouting, fountains are spouting, the music in you. Kittens are purring it, breezes are stirring it, airplanes are roaring it, trains are encoring it, glasses are clinking it, students are thinking it. All around you the same sweet sound you can hear in the earth and down from the sky. You have found your girl, you have found your girl. What a guy, what a guy. Move a mountain, light the sky, make a wish come true. There is music in you.
And there's music in you and me, and both of us for the next 54 minutes. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM WLIW, Long Island's only NPR station, emanating today once again from my laundry room in my guest room. And that's the way I guess it'll be for a little bit longer, hopefully not too much longer. Speaking of laundry room, that reminds me of Lonely Room, the great Rodgers and Hart song from Oklahoma. And today we'll be listening to Rodgers and Hammerstein rarities. Now, there are not a lot of them, frankly. I mean, they wrote some of the most famous songs of all time. Some Enchanted Evening, People Will Say We're in Love, My Favorite Things, eternal, eternal, eternal standards, and great Everests in American musical theater history. But today we're going to look at some of the things that you may not know quite as well. So that's kind of exciting. That first song you heard, There's Music in You, was actually written for a movie they appeared in called, drumroll please, Main Street to Broadway, which gives us the title of our show, Broadway to Main Street. Kind of a pun. It was a sort of a song written internally. It was a backstage movie, and that was sung by Bing Crosby. It has been interpolated recently into Cinderella and stuff like that. But let us go to Oklahoma, 1943, their first collaboration, biggest hit anyone ever saw in their lifetime. Every song in there was perfect, right? Well, almost. They wrote a duet for Curly and Laurie in the second act called Boys and Girls Like You and Me. And the director, Ruben Mamoulian, found it so dramatically inert that he said, years from now, you will find me in insane asylum. And they ask, why is that person in insane asylum? And they'll say, he was man who tried to direct Boys and Girls Like You and Me on stage. So it was cut. Judy Garland sang it in Meet Me in St. Louis because MGM bought the song. And that was cut. But here's the recording, a rare, rare cut song by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Walk on every city street. We walk in lanes where branches meet, and stars send down their blessings from the blue. We go through storms of doubt and fear, and so we walk from year to year, believing in each other as we do. Bravely marching forward two by two. Boys and girls like you. Just as we love, with the same dream in their eyes. Songs and kings and many things have their day and are gone. But boys and girls like you.
State Fair is a movie much beloved from the 1940s. It was their first original movie. I guess pretty much their only original movie. We'll talk about Cinderella later, but that was for TV. And it became a stage version, kind of cobbled together. But the film has some enchanting songs that many people don't know were by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And to sing them, we have the one and only Dick Hames. And Dick Hames was, to me, one of the most glorious singers of the post-war era. Here he is in the 1970s in a rare recording talking about State Fair, and then we'll segue into the actual film.
Now then, for those of you who are possibly over 20 or so. Thank you. It helps. You might recall a picture in which I appeared back in 1940. No, but seriously, it was a lovely picture. It was an Academy Award-winning score composed by Rodgers and Hammerstein, and the name of the picture was State Fair, and some of the tunes go something like this. I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I like what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. A lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to agree. You wanted a walk, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly said, that's for me. I left you standing under stars. The day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, that's for you. Oh, my darling, that's for you. That's for you. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented. Like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as dizzy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. Still I feel so gay that it might as well be spring. It might as well be. Spring.
Maybe you'll never be the love of my life. Maybe I'm not the boy of your dreams. But isn't it kind of fun to look in each other's eyes, swapping romantic gleams? Maybe you're not a girl to have and to hold. Maybe I'm not a boy who would stay. But isn't it kind of fun carousing around the town, dancing the night away? Isn't it kind of fun holding hands, according to a sweet and corny custom. Isn't it kind of fun making vows, admitting that we both intend to bust them? Maybe we're out for laughs, a girl and a boy, kidding across the table for two. But haven't you got a hunch that this is the real McCoy, and all the things we tell each other are true?
I'm not a girl for sentimental tripe. I never go for the Romeo type.
Over a dewy-eyed Juliet, no one has seen me derule yet.
I don't say our hearts are tied by love's eternal tether,
but using words less dignified, isn't it kind of fun to be together?
Maybe you'll never be the love of my life. Maybe I'm not the girl of your dreams.
But isn't it kind of fun to look in each other's eyes, swapping romantic gleams?
Maybe I'm not a girl to have and to hold.
Well, maybe I'm not a boy who would stay.
But isn't it kind of fun carousing around the town, dancing the night away?
Oh, isn't it kind of fun holding hands, according to a sweet and corny custom?
Isn't it kind of fun making vows, admitting that we both intend to bust them?
Maybe we're out for laughs, a girl and a boy,
hitting across a table for two. But haven't you got a hunch
that this is the real McCoy,
and all the things we tell each other are true?
Ah, the glorious Dick Haymes with Vivian Blaine. I love his voice. We should do a Broadway to Main Street. Dick Haymes sings Broadway tunes. He recorded a lot. Don Rickles was once with Frank Sinatra, and Sinatra said, "Rickles, who's your favorite singer?" And Rickles said, "The truth, Frank, Dick Haymes." Funny guy. Here is a song by Bernadette Peters, or sung by Bernadette Peters, from a little interstitial song that Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote in the mid-40s for a play they produced called Happy Birthday. Always nice to hear Bernadette Peters.
Sentimental music, sweet and low. Lamps upon the tables wink and glow. All the smiling waiters seem to know exactly how I feel. I'm dancing with my honey. My honey's close to me, and I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm happy as a bluebird. How happy can you be? I haven't got a worry in the cares of day. My honey's arms are sighing. Enjoy us while you may. I'm dreamy as a lovebird. How dreamy can you be? My heart is in a flurry. My pulse is in a hurry. But I haven't got a worry. I haven't got a worry in the world. My heart is in a flurry, my pulse is in a hurry, but I haven't got a worry, I haven't got a worry. In the world.
Ah, who could worry about a thing when you have Bernadette Peters and Rodgers and Hammerstein? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at Rodgers and Hammerstein rarities, songs that they wrote with their customary skill but didn't quite make it to that stratosphere of some of their other songs and shows. South Pacific 1949 is about as perfect a show as you could imagine, but they had to do a little tinkering on the road, particularly in the second act. So here's a song they wrote for Emile Debeck, played by Ezio Pinza. You'll hear it sung by Bing Crosby. And then we'll segue into a song cut from the show, reintroduced in the film in the 50s, and then put back on stage for the most recent revival at Lincoln Center. Two songs cut from South Pacific.
I wake in the loneliness of sunrise, when the deep purple heaven turns blue, and start to pray as I pray each day that I'll hear some word from you. I lie in the loneliness of evening, looking out on a silver flake sea, and ask the moon, oh, how soon will my love come home to me? Will my love come home to me?
I wake in the loneliness of sunrise,
when the deep purple heaven turns blue, and start to pray as I pray each day that I'll hear some word from you.
I lie in the loneliness of evening,
looking out on a silver flake sea, and ask the moon, oh, how soon will my love come home to me? Will my love come home to me?
My girl back home, I'd almost forgot, a blue-eyed kid, I liked her a lot. We got engaged, both families were glad,
And I was told by my uncle and dad that if I were clever and able, they'd make me part of a partnership. Cable, cable, and cable, how far away? Philadelphia, PA, Princeton, NJ, how far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and tokenees.
How far away, Little Rock, ARK?
Princeton, NJ, how far are they?
How far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and tokenees.
That was Matthew Morrison and Kelly O'Hara from the revival of South Pacific. Well, Rodgers and Hammerstein were such expert craftsmen, and of course Hammerstein also wrote the book, as well as the lyrics, so he sort of knew where the story was going, so they didn't have too many false turns. Someone like Julie Stein, for instance, might write three songs for every one that eventually made it into the show, but not R&H. They did, however, have some shows that didn't have the same immense status as others. Allegro is a wonderful show from 47, will do its own Broadway to Main Street someday, so I wouldn't put it quite in that category. But Me and Juliet from 1953, their follow-up to The King and I, was a contemporary backstage musical. And the gimmick was that it wasn't like 42nd Street, where people were trying to get it to open on Broadway. The show within the show had been running on Broadway for a year, so you got to see the backstage machinations and stuff. I love part of the score. I think much of it is flawed, but much of it I love. Here are two songs that are terrific. They're as good as anything they wrote. This is Isabel Bigley and Bill Haynes singing the opening number about a boy and girl meeting. You'll hear Barbara Carroll, that great jazz pianist, when she was but a tyke, a mere lass, playing the jazz combo on stage. That's the way it happens from Me and Juliet.
You're a girl from Chicago on the road with a show. Not a soul in New Haven you can say you know. You wish you were a mile or so from Michigan Lake, home with your mother and a T-bone steak. Then along comes a fellow with a smile like a kid, and he gets your attention with a timely bid. He says he knows a bistro where they give you a break with French fried potatoes and a T-bone steak. You were shy and uncertain, but he pleads and you yield, and you don't have an inkling that you're signed and sealed. By merely telling someone you'd be glad to partake of French fried potatoes and a T-bone steak. That's the way it happens. That's the way it happens.
On the road with a show, there's a girl in the company that you hardly know. You watch her and you wonder if she'd like to partake of French fried potatoes and a T-bone steak. Then along comes a fellow who is quicker than you, and he does what you thought that you would like to do. He takes her to a bistro where they give you a break with French fried potatoes and a T-bone steak. Now you see them together, and you know in your heart that you lost what you wanted at the very start. Because you didn't ask her if she'd like to partake of French fried potatoes and a T-bone steak. That's the way it happens. That's the way it happens. That's the way it happened to me.
Was Dinah Shore singing the second big ballad from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Me and Juliet. The big one was No Other Love, No Other Love Have I. Perry Como sang that and was number one for 5 weeks, so that score has got a lot going for it. Rodgers and Hammerstein had a bit of a fallow period in the mid-50s. Their next show was Pipe Dream, based on some John Steinbeck short stories. It did not do well. It's its own kind of idiosyncratic mess. I think probably the least successful of all the R&H shows. But they revived it at Encores, and here is Will Chase and our contemporary Rodgers and Hammerstein heroine, Laura Osnes, singing the nice duet from Pipe Dream.
Scarcely met, but all
break her eyes. You tell her so. She thinks you're wise and clever. You kiss goodnight, and then you know you'll kiss goodnight forever. You wonder where heart can go, and all at once you know.
Doc, will you sometime teach me about the stuff you got in your place?
Oh, sure I will. Out in the sand dunes, there are these little valleys covered in pines. Sometime when you can, let's take meat and things out there and cook our supper. It's very nice.
It sounds nice. What the hell was that?
Sorry, madame.
The cork, huh? You know that place you said out in the sand dunes?
Yes.
Could we go look at it?
Whenever you want.
On our way home?
You'll mess your shoes.
I know.
You could take them off.
I will.
Well, chronologically, we're getting to the latter part of Rodgers and Hammerstein's career in the late 50s. They had a television version of Cinderella with Julie Andrews, huge hit, Flower Drum Song, huge hit, which also did extremely well on the album charts. But if I were to say to you, in the late 50s, John Coltrane recorded an important song by Rodgers and Hammerstein with his group that was majestic, of course you'd say My Favorite Things, immensely important recording. But Coltrane also recorded the big ballad from Cinderella, Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful? And here is an astonishing rendition of that number, I think, with Coltrane on sax and Freddie Hubbard eventually on trumpet. I think you'll like it a lot. I certainly do. Thank you. Wow, amazing to think in 1958 that John Coltrane was playing a ballad from a Rodgers and Hammerstein television show. Just goes to show how great their influence was. Well, we get to The Sound of Music, 1959, their last show together. Hammerstein had been quite sick on the road while it was being put together. Here was a song that Mary Martin as Maria and Theodore Bickel as Captain Von Trapp sang in the stage version. It's okay. When they made the movie, they realized they needed a better song. And by 1964-65, when they were putting the movie together, Hammerstein had passed away. So Rodgers obliged with a stunning song for which he also wrote the lyrics. He had been doing quite a bit of that in the early 60s, the film of State Fair, No Strings, and so on. So here is our final Rodgers and Hammerstein rarity, a song, not so great, from the stage version of The Sound of Music, and then I think an infinitely preferable version from the film. And that's what we'll close out with. Thanks for listening to Broadway to Main Street every week here on WLIW, and we'll be back next week with more challenging, fascinating, and rhapsodic programming from Broadway to Main Street. Thanks.
An ordinary couple. laugh and weep together while time goes on its flight. To kiss you every morning and to kiss you every night. We'll meet our daily problems and rest when day is done. Around each other in the fading sun. An ordinary couple, across the years we'll ride, our arms around each other and our children by our side.
Is all we'll ever be. For all I want of living is to keep you close to me, to laugh and weep together while time goes on its flight, to kiss you every morning and to kiss you every night.
We'll meet our daily problems and rest when day is done. Our arms around each other in the fading sun.
An ordinary couple, across the years we'll ride, our arms around each other and our children by our side. Our arms around each
standing there loving me. Whether or not you should.
So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good. Nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could. So somewhere in my youth,
oh, childhood,
I must have done something.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.